It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who make pink so much more than a color. Act, donate, get involved. Be more than pink. Register for the 20th annual Race for the Cure on March 11th at Dodger Stadium. Go to www.comanlacounty.org/race.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. The Rubicon Theater Company presents the play Golf View Drive, the third and final play in the Nybrock Trilogy by Arlene Hutton, which began with The Last Train to Nybrock and continued to acclaim with Sea Rock City. The trilogy follows May and Raleigh, an attractive young couple from Kentucky who meet, fall in love, marry, and face the challenges of small-town life during World War II. In Golf View Drive, we flash forward to 1953 Florida, where the arrival of turbulent events just outside May and Raleigh's door threaten their sunny, comfortable existence. Their love and devotion are put to the test when they must make unconventional decisions in a rapidly changing world, reshaping their idyllic 1950s lifestyle. Golf View Drive opens on January 25th through February 12th, Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to welcome everyone to their 2017 events. The current exhibit is Art of the Story, which runs until January 21st. There's still time for the chair exhibit, Chairs and Conversation, that will be ongoing until March. Mark your calendars and get ready to laugh at Comedy and Cocktails on January 20th. This year's stage performance will include jazz productions by various groups and magic shows by Sean McMaster. The artist studios are open to the public every first Saturday of the month and by appointment. As many as 40 artists welcome visitors into their studios to watch them create. Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit art and cultural destination at the heart of Old Town Camarillo. Studio Channel Islands Art Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information and to learn about becoming a member, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything and everything. I love that about our show. The only thing we don't talk about is politics or religion, and it's a little sticky out there lately, but it's all good. We're talking about the brighter side of life right here in the 805. And, of course, just to start the show here, I always like to start something with some inspiration. Let your smile change the world. But don't let the world change your smile. And anyways, I'm so glad that you guys are all starting your day in a positive way. I'm Kim, and I want to give our phone number here at 805-419-0008. We got lots of great stuff we're talking about, and I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those great places. And if you don't have a lot of time to listen right now, download my podcast, and my podcast is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, and you can listen to all my whole library there. So anytime if there's something like, oh, I just wanted to figure out what she said about this, or a guest or anything, just go there. Also, if you have a business or an event or something coming up, we would love, or even you want a shout out for a happy birthday or anniversary, give me a call or at that same number, 805-419-0008, or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Our first guest this morning is Sherry Gregory, and of course, Kathy Lipp. Kathy Lipp's been on our show many times, and their book is Overwhelmed, How to Quiet That Chaos and Restore Your Sanity. I think a lot of us need that right now, but anyways, I'm excited to talk about that. And then we have Judge Herb Dodal, and his book is From the Trench to the Bench. And so a little bit of interesting things we're going to be talking about. And do remember that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. We've got a whole nother show for you. And again, our phone number is 805-419-0008. And we've got lots of stuff we're giving away. And Tom, you want to talk about that?
Great prizes, Kim. One Woman, Sex and the City, a parody on love, friendship, and shoes. This performance will provide a great reminder of why this series and its characters have stayed so firmly in women's hearts and minds. It's at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, and we have tickets for the February 10th show at 7 p.m. The original Harlem Globetrotters are in town. They are a blast. There's nothing like this in basketball, and we have tickets for the Harlem Globetrotters. L.A. Zoo, say no more. Go to the most beautiful zoo in Southern California. That is Los Angeles Zoo, and we have tickets. Rubicon Theater presenting Gulf View Drive. It's in a trilogy with The Last Train to Nybrock and Sea Rock City. Kim also has tickets for the Rubicon Theater. You've seen both?
I've seen all three, and I just saw the other one last week. Oh, my God. They just keep getting better and better, and, of course, this is their last one, but I just love those two.
So
talk about such a connection. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but even if you didn't see all of them, I'm telling you, you'll still get it.
They stand alone.
Stand alone, yeah, big time.
And that's the Rubicon. Flappers Comedy Club, nothing but fun there. First in Magnolia Drive in downtown Burbank. We have tickets to the comedy there. President Reagan's birthday celebration. That is happening February 6th. Kim has tickets to that huge event at the Reagan Library. And finally, for food, Lure Fish House, located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, Santa Barbara, the best place for dinner. Fun, fun, fun at Lure.
There you go. All right, let's just start off with some Rubicon tickets. And if we can start there, that would be perfect. 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right, let's bring our first guest on. Sherry, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Great. Is Kathy with you?
No, she's not.
Okay. I love Kathy, too. So welcome. I'm so excited to have you on our show. And tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are. Is this your first book?
You know, this is the second book that Kathy and I have co-authored together.
Oh, great.
And,
good for you.
You know, what made it work so well is, as you know, Kathy is this really strong, positive force of nature, and she's always got an answer for anything. And really, she hasn't had as much overwhelmingness in her life, whereas she and I have been friends for about 10 years, and I'm the kind who's perpetually overwhelmed.
How many kids do you have first? Let's just start right there.
Okay, I've got two. They're 24 and 26, and anyone who says it gets easier when they get older doesn't have older kids. Let's just say that.
Well, let's just say I have four.
Oh, my.
And two girls and two boys. Not that I want to win, but let me tell you, you know, what do they say? Small kids, small problems, big kids, big problems. I don't know, you know. But,
exactly.
But you know what? It's really about, you know, my mom used to say, you know, I'm your mom first and your friend second.
Yep.
But it's all about, you know, kind of going back to that, everything you learned in kindergarten, that kind of thing. You know, we have to do a really good job. Both my daughters have babies now, and I'm like, they're manipulating you. And they're like, Mom. I'm like, I'm just telling you, it's like you learn, you know, we're so human nature. And so we have to set some really good boundaries right off the bat.
You know, it's a lot like training a dog. It's all about those reinforcement errors and making sure you're not training them to do the thing you don't want them to do.
I love it. And now, what was your first book about?
It was called The Cure for the Perfect Life, and it was about perfectionism, people-pleasing, procrastination, and performancism.
Ooh, I love it. You have to send me that one. We'll have you back because these are all my topics that I love talking about. I mean, just really empowering us to be our best. And, you know, life happens to all of us. And it's like, how do we get through it? That's really kind of my thing.
I love love it. Well, and, you know, so many of us, you know, with the perfectionism thing, which then becomes overwhelming, is we live so all or nothing.
Yeah.
You know, we go overboard or we end up not taking action. And both of those end up having consequences that can really be overwhelming, whatever stage of life we may be at.
Right. You know, it's interesting. And one of my girlfriends just said this to me. She said, "Thank you for just loving me for who I am."
Ugh.
And oh my God, it just resonated with me. And I was like, oh my God, you know what? I have to say, you know, when you are, I used to be very type A personality. My house had to be spotless. I had four kids. Everybody's like, how does she do it? Mm. I was a little like, you know, that wasn't easy to do. And now I'm like, okay, we're all normal. How do we, I just want to enjoy people. And I always put people before material things, you know. And so I've learned a lot. But, oh, my God, it took a long time.
Yeah. Well, you know, and one of the lessons I learned in the last few years, and you mentioned your friend thanking you for loving her for who she is.
Yeah.
Probably 4 years ago that my daughter ended up getting a ton of tattoos, and I didn't know about it. I actually saw the photo on Facebook. And, you know, up until that moment, I would have said I was a very loving mom. We had a great relationship. And boy, oh boy, you know, sometimes our kids make choices and we find out what we're really made of.
I had something very similar with one of my sons, so I totally get that. We were like, what do you mean? Wait,
yep.
you know, and what are you going to do, not love them?
I discovered that I loved perfection more than I loved my own daughter, and she was very gracious and allowed me to learn and grow through the experience. But I look back on that, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't who I thought I was.
You know what's interesting is so many things, you know, things in life happen, and you could say all day long how you thought you were going to handle them.
Yes.
And then when they happen to you, you either have to, like, you know, humble,
mm-hmm.
and go, okay, I guess that's not how I was going to handle it. At least I thought in my fairy tale thinking, you know, this is how I'm going to handle it now. And you know what? There is a moment to just pause and go, I got to really take this one in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell me about, okay, so you said that she has a never, that Kathy, and for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. And of course, we're talking with Sherry Gregory. We're talking about her book, Overwhelmed. And of course, she wrote it with Kathy Lipp, who's been an author for many of our books, many of her books, and been on my show. I really love her theories and her thinking. And so you said that you're much more overwhelmed than she is. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm what you call a highly sensitive person. It's something I only really discovered about 5 years ago, which means that I just genetically, I am more predisposed to being anxious and to overreacting to things. Now that I know that it's actually a thing called the highly sensitive person, I'm able to do a lot more about it.
Mm.
I used to just think there was something wrong with me, like I was defective.
Right.
But watching Kathy and being friends with her, about 5 years ago, she had a bunch of crises hit her all at once, and she became as overwhelmed as I was used to being. And at first, I was like, oh, good, I have company. Which
right.
is really selfish. I shouldn't have wanted it.
Well,
on her.
You know, misery loves company, right?
Exactly. But then she actually figured out how to get out of overwhelmed. You know, she's so strategic and she's so intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched and I was like, wow, if she can get out of this, that means there's hope for me. There are choices that I could be making that I hadn't seen to actually live a less overwhelmed life. And then as I made some of those choices, I realized I could actually make choices that led to freedom and led to peace and really led to calm and even joy.
Wow. I love that. And is that what we're going to find in your book?
Absolutely.
Okay. So tell us, what's number one? Like, let's just give five great things and then we'll continue talking. But what are five great tips?
You know, the first thing that we talk about is being aware of the size of your plate. You know how we have this expression, oh, God, I have too much on my plate right now.
Right.
And what Kathy says, and I fought against this. I mean, that's kind of the friendship we have, is she comes up with these great ideas and then I try to shoot them down. But she says that some of us have our capacity for getting things done. Some people have a dinner plate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of average.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have a big old turkey platter. Like, they can get a ton done and still have plenty of energy. And then there's someone like me. I have what she calls a demitasse saucer. And I fought against that for so long. And now that I'm willing to accept it, it's not a competition between who has the larger plate. It's a matter of going, okay, this is what I have. How can I use it most wisely?
Wow.
So really the first thing is recognizing our unique capacity and accepting it. Rather than, in my case, I used to try to steal and beg and borrow other people's plates, and then I tried plate juggling, and that was a mess all over the place.
Wow, I love that theory.
Yeah.
I really do. I mean, because I always say, okay, you know, there's two things that I use is, okay, what can I take off my plate, you know?
Yes.
And I do that pretty much every month so that I can go, okay, I'm getting, like I said, yes to a lot of different events or stuff, and I'm like, what can I take off my plate? The other thing is I kind of use like a pie and I'm like, what is absorbing all of my time? Because I need to shrink it back down to my pie sizes so I can get everything that I love doing. So there's a couple different ways to do it. But I love, you know, I mean, we have to be honest with ourselves to know how much can we really handle.
Yeah. Well, and nobody else is going to do this for us.
Oh, no, no, no.
This is the thing, is so often we're waiting for other people to give us permission to scale back, to practice self-care, to rest, and they aren't going to. They're just going to keep piling it on.
Yeah.
Unless we're the ones who do what you said, which is taking it off and making these intentional choices. That's so smart.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. Okay, so number two.
You know, number two, boy, I wouldn't have said this a year ago, but it's just been such an amazing journey. Number two is to start building a team.
I love that. I love that. And now, when you say a team, what does that mean to you?
Well, first of all, if we do live with a family, they're already part of our team.
Okay.
And so we often overlook them. But even things like who do we associate with on a regular basis that have talents and abilities and interests that are different from ours, so that we could maybe swap instead of each individual person trying to do everything and be all things to all people. I mean, there's this incredible competition in America for every person to be talented in every single thing. And I'm learning it is so much fun to specialize.
Right.
Just like I have a small plate, there's only a few things I'm good at. And when I'm the go-to person amongst my friends for the one thing I'm good at, and then I can ask them for their help and their assistance, and we can kind of tag team and be on each other's team,
mm-hmm.
It's a lot more fun. Because the things that energize me might drain you.
Correct.
And vice versa.
And why not know your own gift and be able to be like, okay, so she's really good at that, and you're really good at this.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're doing what we are meant to do. I always call it our God-given gift.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And, you know, I started a woman's support group and many years ago, and actually both my daughters got married and had babies, and so they were like, Mom, could you be present? And so I thought, yeah, I hear that. I'm busy, like you were saying. And so I kind of took a little bit of a backseat. We just didn't do it as often. And I'm just going to start gearing it back up again. But you know what it is? It's really just being your support, having other, you know, women and team players around you. Because as we get a little bit older, we don't have that anymore.
Oh.
And we need that. We need to be like, I'm just feeling a little down today. Do you have time for lunch? Do you have time? You know, can you just give me a pep talk right now? Because I'm always giving other people pep talks.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we need it ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I love that. Okay. Number three.
You know, the next one I would say would be micro steps. And this is one of Kathy's brilliant ideas. I know we've all heard about baby steps, but for some of us, especially if we're overwhelmed, baby steps are still too big.
Right.
And we need to really slice it down to what's the next tiniest thing that I could do to move this project along. And the value of micro steps is that sometimes when you chop a task up into different parts, they require different kinds of energy and different kinds of thinking. And when you just focus on that one next micro step, it's not nearly so overwhelming. You don't have to think about transitioning from this kind of thinking to that kind of thinking or this energy. You just do the next thing and then wait and see what comes next.
Mm.
So rather than getting overwhelmed with everything, it's just taking the next most faithful step and then waiting to see what the next one is.
I love it. I love that. Okay, number four.
Number four would have to do with knowing your personality and what overwhelms you, and learning the same information about other people. Because, you know, what overwhelms me other people thrive on. Mm-hmm. And what overwhelms my husband, for example, I look at it, and it, unless I'm careful and I remind myself, I'm tempted to go, what's up? What's wrong with you, dude? Come on, you know,
yeah.
Pull yourself up.
My husband loves when he's got a fire going on. And when I mean that is he loves pressure.
Ugh.
That just kills me.
Yep.
It kills me. It makes me like so anxious that I can't even get the job done.
Yep.
So I like, okay, I got that done. Okay, I, you know, and I'm all about lists, and then I love checking them off. So he says he always laughs. He says I make lists of my lists. But, you know, I'm like, okay, and I've said this, you know, a lot of times on my show, is I'll make my throw up list where you throw everything down that you have to get done.
Yes,
and
yes.
Then I'll take like four things, like my top priority, and then one thing that I just been putting off and I really got to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I have, I'm like, oh, I got that done. Okay, let me get some more. Because if not, I am like, oh my God, I just can't keep it together. You know, it's too hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that. So knowing your personality and knowing what you can handle.
Yeah. And you know, what you just described actually is another idea from the book, and that is making a grow up list.
Mm.
And this is a list of things like you just described.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to do it. It makes you crazy. Maybe it takes some extra energy. Maybe it's inconvenient. And, you know, the way Kathy puts it, she's like, I could spend years in therapy or I could just put it on my grow up list. Because the message is, come on, grow up. I think we have the new verb. We have to adult every now and then.
I love that. I love that. You know what? We need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us? Because I love what we're talking about.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, great. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're so glad that you are here waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. And I'd love to give a couple tickets away and talking about women's stuff. We've got One Woman, Sex in the City. And, of course, they're going to be over at the Civic Arts Plaza. That is February 10th at 7 p.m. Call us right now. I'd love to get those tickets in your hands. And the phone number here is 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117 or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I'd love to throw some Harlem Globetrotter tickets out there. And if you haven't been, oh my God, it's fun for all ages. So call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And again, if you're just tuning in, we're going to be here all the way till 8 o'clock, and we talk about the brighter side of life. I'm Kim Pagano, and we're talking with Sherry Gregory right now. We're talking about her new book, Overwhelmed, and How to Quiet the Chaos and Restore Your Sanity. Isn't that what we're all looking for, that zen in our life, you know, why life kind of continues to happen? So we were on our last one. We were giving tips away of things that we're going to be able to learn. And what was the last one, Sherry?
You know, the last one was this idea of having a grow-up list of these hard things and, you know, just knowing what they are. And, you know, you were even talking about how to strategically deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that leads really well into the last tip I can give, and that is know who your safe people are and who your cheerleaders are. Because let's say you have a grow-up list and you've got to make a phone call to, in my case, get a root canal. Well, you know, that's the last thing I want to do.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call up one of those people in my life who will cheer me on. They're not going to lecture and say, oh, well, you know, this is your fault because you didn't brush and floss well enough. They're just going to say, oh, that sounds so hard. Make the call, call me back, and I will cheer with you that you got your grow-up list accomplished for today.
So know who you're, what did you say?
I said your safe people and your cheerleaders.
Oh, you're safe. Okay, you're safe people. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I spent too much time taking my overwhelmedness to the wrong people. I took it to the people who lectured me, told me it was all my fault, and then gave me a ton of cliches that made me feel worse and didn't give me any strategies to actually get out of it.
Mm. And you know what? Okay, so even if we define that even in a little bit better way, what are safe people? Who are they? And who are cheerleaders? Do you know what I mean? Are they the same people?
You know, I kind of define it this way. I can kind of go from the bottom. The unsafe people, we'll start with those, are people who bully. Maybe they blame and shame and even punish you.
Mm-hmm.
One step up from that are the people I consider unsafe. They presume, they dismiss, maybe they neglect. And what I've learned is with people like that, sometimes we can set up those boundaries you were talking about and just keep them out of our lives. And sometimes we just can keep our mouth shut and not give them any information, because with them, information is ammunition.
I was just going to say, don't give them any ammunition.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Safe people understand, they listen and accept, and then those cheerleaders inspire, encourage, and really notice.
Is this in your book?
I'm sorry. Yes.
It is. Okay. I was going to say, wow, you just have this like on the, I was like, wow, you've really practiced this.
Well, so, I call it the safety sorter because it is, you know, I'll come back from an interaction with somebody and go, why do they make me feel so strange and how should I be responding to them? I'll literally look at this chart and go, oh, I need to keep quiet and talk about the weather with this person.
Oh, my God, you nailed it. Oh, my God, that's such a good one. Okay, so safe is understanding.
Listening and accepting.
Okay, accepting, right.
And the cheerleader are those few people. And, you know, really, this is who we want to be, isn't it?
Yes.
These people who inspire, encourage, and really notice and bring out the best in other people.
Right. Oh, I love that list. That's okay. I really like that. So, okay, so tell us, what made you decide to take this tough topic of being overwhelmed and really making a book about it?
You know, we could have done an encyclopedia set, to be honest.
I'm sure.
Of course, that would have been ironic, right? 10 books on how not to be overwhelmed. But, you know, when Kathy and I both speak for women's groups, and we just kept hearing over and over again, no matter what age or stage, whether they were younger women or had children or still in the house or whether they were retired, the number one word when we asked what they were struggling with, they would always come back with overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost kind of like an inside joke, like, well, of course, aren't we all overwhelmed? Isn't the way it's supposed to be?
Right.
And it's not.
You know what's interesting to me is that a lot of us bring it on ourselves.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I had that a little epiphany today. I'm like, I don't need to do this anymore. Wait a minute. What, you know what I mean? If we do, we're like, you know, so we need to make sure that we are in charge and we're directing our own TV show here, you know, our own life. because we, so many, and when I say that, mostly women, although I see men, yes, they're a little, they're actually better at, you know, saying, no, I can't do that right now, you know. But we think we can multitask. We think, oh, yeah, sure, PTA, bring it on, you know. Oh, you need help with your wedding, no problem. Oh, you need it, you know. Oh, my God, how could we possibly think that we are, you know, I it's funny because I'm also a hair therapist. And I remember one of my clients bringing me this plaque, and it was like a, you know, kind of a clear plaque to put on my station. It said, uh-huh, Wonder Woman works here. And I'm not kidding. One day I just was like, I it was a beautiful present. I had it for years. I threw it in the trash. I'm like, no, she doesn't.
Good for you.
You know, and I was like, I don't want that title anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But one of the hardest things is we say yes when we're asked to do something because we want to say yes to the connection.
Mm.
Only in the last year have I realized I can say yes to the person, but I can say no to the particular request they've made.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
I thought if I said no to the request, I was saying no to the relationship. And that's a hard one to untangle.
Wow. That's very good. That's very good. So... okay, so obviously we went through, you know, five ways to really become overwhelmed, okay? And what do you think, what's the message that we're going to get from your book?
I hope the number one thing that readers get is that they have more choices than they know. They aren't stuck. It's not inevitable. And even in the hard situations that they didn't choose, I mean, maybe they're in a true crisis, not of their own making, there are still some choices they can make and still some ways they can be intentional about the changes that they make in their lives.
Wow. Okay. I love it. Sherry, I'm going to have you back because, oh my God, you and I could talk. Just that was how Kathy and I were. We just clicked, you know. Please share my show with everybody. We also have a podcast on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show.
Absolutely.
And I love what you're doing. Keep doing it. And really, don't be overwhelmed anymore. Life is too precious. And you know what? Honor yourself. So thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thanks so much, Kim. It's been a great fun.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right.
We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Judge Herb Doddle. And we're going to be talking about From the Trench to the Bench. And we're going to find out a little bit more about him and his passions and all that good stuff. So again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give away some LA Zoo tickets and call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117 or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
It's showtime.
Now,
Back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And I do want to remind you that we will be here all the way till 8 o'clock. We've got some great topics in our second hour, and I'd love to share those with you. Again, we have lots of giveaways. And if you haven't already been to the President Reagan's library, we've got his birthday celebration, and we've got some VIP tickets to celebrate the anniversary on February 6th. So I'd love to share those with you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. All right. Our next guest is Judge Herb Dodell. And
Actually, it's Dodell.
Okay. That's what I was asking you. Dodell. And thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and thank you for joining us here on my show.
Well, I've been practicing law for over 50 years. I was a former prosecutor for the district attorney's office, traveled through the civil and criminal circuits for a number of years, tried 99 jury trials, been to the Supreme Court, and wrote a book.
Wow, I like that. And you call it From the Trench to the Bench. Was it a trench?
Well, the first part, the trench part, really is all the years fighting with other lawyers in a very adversarial way and being very one-sided, of course. The difference between my experience, I suppose, and others is that I've been on the bench now for 8 years and have heard over 10,000 cases over that period of time. And so what I have tried to do is give the public a sense of what it's like from the judge's perspective.
I love it.
You can always do a how-to-do-it book, but when you get it from both sides, what can you expect? If you know what to expect and know what to anticipate, you can act a lot better and be better prepared and less anxious.
Right.
So the book is determined to provide an informational, entertaining, because they're all good, legitimate cases that I've heard over the years or was involved in over the years, practical solutions with a spiritual twist. So,
I like that, with a spiritual twist.
Yeah, well, why you have to ask yourself, why are you in a litigation to begin with?
I was just going to ask you that. So why are you?
Well, most, and I tell it to people all the time when I just before I take the bench, I always mention, I said, you know, most cases are involved with ego. You know, I'm going to prove that I'm right. You did this to me, I'm going to get even with you. I hear a lot of this in restraining order cases, which I preside over on a regular basis. And it's all about ego. People want to forget the reality is it's all about the money at the end of the day. And so if you can give up your ego and sit down and work it out, and we try to do that, you're so far better off because you're not saddled with the stress and the anxieties that litigation brings. I've seen people ruin their lives over litigation.
I was just going to say, we had a situation where, I'm not going to give a lot of information, but a job that we had done a great job, but then they ran out of money. And so then they said, oh, we can't pay you. And we're like, what do you mean you can't pay? That was like never part of the deal. We did this for free. So they were going to kind of work out the best deal that they could possibly give us, which still wasn't good enough. And so we had to go into litigation. Oh my God. Let me just tell you, I would rather have, a root canal 10 times over than try to do something like this, because we didn't win and they didn't win. It was, you know what I mean? So I guess in some ways, do you take the best deal or do you, You just have to have all your paperwork ahead of time. You have to be organized. You have to be, because life happens, right?
Well, we provide the Novocaine for
this. Thank you so much. I love that.
But the reality is the only people who usually win in these things are the lawyers.
Yes.
And the only thing that's really certain about litigation, the only thing that's certain is it's uncertain. What your jury is going to look like, they're going to tell you, I have no idea. And then you have to ask yourself from a spiritual standpoint, why did those 12 people show up as opposed to 12 different people?
Oh, I like that, because
Why did you get the right jury and why did you get the wrong one?
Right.
Same thing with the judge. When you don't know the outcome, it makes sense to compromise. And I tell this story every day when I do small claims court. True story. A family sued a private school to get back the tuition. Their daughter wasn't fitting in. Sued to get the tuition back, $10,000. I suggested they go out in the hallway and see if they could get it settled. They came back. They said they couldn't settle it. I tried the case and found for the school, which meant that the plaintiff got nothing.
Mm.
And in small claims court, and that's what the book does, it explains what happens in small claims court, there's no appeal for a plaintiff. So if you lose, you're done. My bailiff told me at the end of the day he heard a conversation in the hall and the defendant offered to pay half. Plaintiff said, no, I want it all. Came back in, got a zero, and no appeal. So it pays to
play.
Cases.
It pays to play, right?
Pardon?
I said it pays to play something, right?
Well, what I've been doing in small claims court lately is been suggesting to people that we can dismiss the cases as long as we have a deal on the record and the court retains jurisdiction to enforce the terms of a settlement. That way a defendant doesn't have a judgment on their credit.
Mm.
And we will set up a payment. Many times people don't pay because they haven't got the money. So what we can do is we can structure payments over a long period of time. And if there's a default, that's when you enter the judgment, and that's when collection begins. This works, and I've used a number of those, the illustrations in the book, because it really does make a lot of sense. Settlement makes the most sense.
Right. Now, let me ask you, what kind of attorney are you? We didn't even talk really about
that. Pretty good.
Okay.
I was doing civil and criminal litigation, mainly property and casualty and business litigation with criminal components because I came from the DA's office originally.
Mm.
And so we oftentimes had cases where insurance companies didn't pay a claim.
Right.
Or claimed an exclusion, or it was an evaluation issue, or things like that, and they acted pretty much in bad faith in doing it, and so we go after them for their conduct, which allows for the possibility of significant damages. In fact, that was the case I argued in the California Supreme Court, was over that issue.
Wow. Is there anything that... is there any case that you just have like a feeling about? I mean, is that, you know, or is it all just hardcore, evidence?
Well, from the lawyer's standpoint, how you feel about it doesn't matter, except you have to follow your visceral sense of how good your client is going to be and how good is the case going to be and know that you're going to be facing a substantial opposition from the other side. But from the judge's standpoint, I can honestly say it's never made a difference to me what I think of the people. Never.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so you look at
I've
the hard
people,
core.
Well, many times I've ruled for people that I didn't like and vice versa.
So you don't really look at the people. You look at their evidence or the whole story, I guess you would say, the whole suit.
Well, you have to look at the evidence. Every case is decided on the admissibility of evidence. If the evidence is there and it's not refuted, then you give it the weight to which it's entitled.
Hmm.
And vice versa. Defendants have an advantage sometimes. The plaintiffs usually have the burden of proof. So for the defense, you just throw up whatever you can of confusion. And that's the way it works in criminal, by the way. You don't have to win the criminal case for a defendant. All you got to do is get one juror to hang out. We used to have an old expression, if you can hang him, you can beat him. And that one is all about establishing doubt. Plaintiff, the defendant in the criminal case doesn't have to prove anything.
Wow. Okay. That's
the way it works.
I love it. Those are like the bones of what you do. You know, will you stay with us? Because I'd love to find out, you know, kind of why you wrote this book, what we're going to find in this book, and a little bit more about you.
Okay, thanks.
Great. All right, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And again, we're going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back, but I'd love to give something away. We've got some Flapper Comedy Club tickets, and of course, they've got a great restaurant there. And we'd love to share that with you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to welcome everyone to their 2017 events. The current exhibit is Art of the Story, which runs until January 21st. There's still time for the chair exhibit, Chairs and Conversation, that will be ongoing until March. Mark your calendars and get ready to laugh at Comedy and Cocktails on January 20th. This year's stage performance will include jazz productions by various groups and magic shows by Sean McMaster. The Artist Studios are open to the public every first Saturday of the month and by appointment. As many as 40 artists welcome visitors into their studios to watch them create. Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit art and cultural destination at the heart of Old Town Camarillo. Studio Channel Islands Art Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information and to learn about becoming a member, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. The Rubicon Theater Company presents the play Golf View Drive, the third and final play in the Nybrock Trilogy by Arlene Hutton, which began with The Last Train to Nybrock and continued to acclaim with Sea Rock City. The trilogy follows May and Raleigh, an attractive young couple from Kentucky who meet, fall in love, marry, and face the challenges of small-town life during World War II. In Golf View Drive, we flash forward to 1953 Florida, where the arrival of turbulent events just outside May and Raleigh's door threaten their sunny, comfortable existence. Their love and devotion are put to the test when they must make unconventional decisions in a rapidly changing world, reshaping their idyllic 1950s lifestyle. Golf View Drive opens on January 25th through February 12th, Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And, of course, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I do want to remind you that we will be here all the way till 8 o'clock. And my next show is with June Hunt, and we're going to be talking about suicide prevention and hope when life seems hopeless. And then, of course, Allie Katz and her book, Hot Mess to a Mindful Mom, and 40 Ways to Find Balance and Joy in Every Day. I'd love to give something away. We got Rubicon tickets, and if you haven't already seen Golf View Drive, oh my gosh, I'm telling you, it's a must, and I'd love to share those with you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Judge Herb Dodell, and his book is From the Trench to the Bench. Why did you write this book?
Well, after many years in the trench, I decided that most people really didn't know anything about the law. Now, what do you do if you need to sue somebody? What do you do if you just got sued? What do you do if you need a restraining order? What do you do if someone's trying to get one against you? What do you do if you get arrested? What if you're in a lawsuit? So what I wanted to do, and I think we did, what I wanted to do was to help the public navigate through the system and understand how it really works from the inside, really.
I love that. I love that because, God forbid, it happens. I mean, you know, even our children, right? I mean, you know, if our kids get in trouble, where do we go from that? It's like,
well,
I always say,
to do.
Yeah, I always say we can help you, you know, I mean, 99, but then it's out of our hands, right? Is it really out of our hands?
Well, the bottom line really is when you get into a situation and you need to ask yourself the first question, do I need a lawyer?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I need a lawyer? What kind of lawyer can I get? How do I pay him or her? What can I expect that lawyer to do for me? And just reading the book gives you all the basic guidelines and tells you whether you need a lawyer or not. We give you a lot of practical guidance on what to do if you find yourself in the legal system and how to get through it with as little anxiety and fear as you can. And so that I wrote it to help the public.
I love that. I love that. Will you send me a couple books and maybe we'll do a giveaway?
Absolutely. Oh. Why not?
Okay, because you know somebody out there is going to need somebody, and I have to tell you, it's scary if that happens because, what do they say? You know what you know, and you don't know what you don't know, right?
Well, take an example. You get arrested for driving under the influence, and you're sitting in a jail.
Right.
What do you do? Who do you call?
Exactly.
What can you expect? What are you looking at? Are there ways around it? Lawyers tend to advertise and paint the most rosy picture. It's not always so rosy.
Correct.
And they'll tell you many times what they want you to hear because they're looking for the business.
I know.
From this book's perspective, it's how does it really work and what can you do to help yourself along the way?
I love that. I love that you've done this. Is this your first book?
First book.
Wow. You're going to write another one?
A lot of articles, but this is the first book.
Yeah. You're going to do another?
I am.
How long did it take you to write your book?
About 6 years.
Wow. Good for you.
Getting new and new stories, and every time I get a new story, I'd add it, you know.
Oh, so hold on a second. So each one is somebody's life?
Some of the cases, well, they're all real cases.
Yeah, with names
to illustrations.
What do they say? To the names have been changed to protect the innocent?
Some. I don't want to get sued by some of my former clients, but I tell some great stories.
Wow.
Some of them are very entertaining, especially in restraining orders. You'd be amazed. It's Jerry Springer without the chairs.
I love it. So, are you still a judge?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask you where you practice?
Well, I'm a pro tem, meaning that I sit on assignment 2 to 3 days a week.
Okay.
I sit in Ventura, by the way.
Okay.
In small claims court.
Okay.
I cover about 10 courts in the county where I'm assigned either for restraining orders, small claims, landlord-tenant, or general civil litigation, and it rotates from month to month depending on the county's needs.
Wow. Wow. Very cool.
I love it. Best job I ever had.
Well, and it's probably the only right other than when you were an attorney, correct?
Well, you know, people ask me how much I get paid, and I tell them I don't get paid at all. I get paid in satisfaction. Because when I come home at the end of the day, after hearing a calendar, I feel like I did something meaningful. And that's what it's really all about.
So what do you mean? So do our judges not get paid?
They do. The full-time judges do.
But not.
I was appointed by the presiding judge, and I usually sit for a 3-year period. I go through the same vetting process, but I'm not appointed by the governor.
That's interesting. So, okay. I love this. And now, I always say I've got 4 children, and you know, when they're telling me that, no, mom, I'm not going there and I'm not coming home at this time. And I'm like, you think you're like an attorney, you know, you should be an attorney because they're negotiating, you know, what they're going to do in life. Is that how you were as a kid?
Well, it's interesting. The first part of the book and the introduction, I come from a small town, and my relatives used to say, you need to be a lawyer because you have a big mouth. And I must have been 5 years old, and you love the gift of gab. So I ended up always wanting to be a lawyer, and I did.
Wow, good for you. Now, do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Are they going to be lawyers?
My son is a physician. He's an endocrinologist, and my daughter is a psychotherapist.
Wow, okay. So they went a different route.
I told them to go a different route.
You told them that do not follow me, right?
Well, it was very good to us financially. The kids went through school and everything else. But being a lawyer is a tough job.
Right.
It really is a tough job and oftentimes a thankless job.
Mm.
But it has its rewarding moments. It really does.
Right. Okay. So tell us, what are we going to find? What's your favorite story? We've only got a couple minutes left, but what's your favorite story, or what's the story out of your book that maybe, you know, could help the most listeners?
Well, I had a case in Ventura where the tenant was seeking to get back the security deposit. The landlord didn't want to give it to him, claimed that the tenant had caused serious damages. We see a lot of these kind of cases. And so I said to the tenant, okay, what caused this water damage that resulted in this loss? And he says, the house is haunted. I can hear the gurgling behind the walls. So I said to him, oh, so you're blaming Casper? And he had no explanation.
Right.
That's just a story. I had a lady come in one time asking to cover a $4,000 check that had been given to her, which was a bounced check. And the defendant wasn't there, so I said to her, well, what's this for? She said, well, I'm an exotic dancer, and I went to his house to dance. I said, okay, and how much do you charge? I charged $250 an hour. The check was $4,000. So I said, what happened? She said, well, I wanted to get paid, and he said he didn't have any cash, and I don't take credit cards, so he gave me this check, and it bounced. Now I want to get paid. I mean, I had a sense of what was going on.
Right.
It was a hell of a dance that she did for the $4,000. But I gave her the money.
Oh, my God, right.
I gave her the money because it was a contract. It's not my business to inquire
what she
what
really did for it.
Before.
Oh, I love it.
It's fun. It's this, Judge Judy. It really is.
You know, there's a lot of people that love that, right?
It's fun.
I love it. I love it. Well, I would love to have you talk with you again. I think this is really fun. It's definitely a twist to life and some of the stuff we never hear behind behind the bar, right?
Right. Well,
or behind the bench, I would say.
This weekend, it's going to be on Amazon on print. Now it's available on Kindle.
Okay, cool. In fact, will you send me one of those? Because then I can share that, right? Not
sure.
Obviously your book, but I can share it because I'd love to read it and then give you, my little comment on it. I would love to share that with you.
Okay, well, we have a website and everything called trenchtothebench.com.
So you got it. All right.
Plug in the book.
Judge Dodell, thank you so much for sharing your story here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I hope you share our podcast. And, of course, that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. We are at the end of our show. And, of course, we end all of our shows with our first hour with a moment of happiness. Dream as if you'll live forever. Live as if you'll die tomorrow. With that, stay with us. We'll be right back.
This feeling inside my bones, it goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home, we're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the